Let's go behind those prison walls. Are we ready to do this,
Ray? I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around a bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on.
Now, John, this is kind of a follow-up to something that got brought up on the program when we were out at Judd and Black last Friday.
This is Brad and John behind the prison walls, we should say, Brad. This is where we bring you the latest news from behind the walls in case you end up going. These are things that you need to know.
And I went straight to the source about this one because we had a story last Friday about a woman that got picked up for a DUI on Halloween, and then she ended up pulling the wire out of her bra, or the underwire from her bra, and like folding it over and trying to make like a key or something, like a key and a shank out of it or something.
Weaponize that thing easily.
And you brought up the question, well, are women even allowed to bring bras with wires into the prison?
My guess was no. Yeah. My guess is that you get prison-issued bras. Now, I don't know how often they let you, they clean them or whatever. I'm guessing that's the deal. What did you find out?
Well, my sister, who works with the Monroe Prison out there, I sent her a text. I think she had Friday off, so she didn't get back to me till later in the day. And she said, hey, I meant to get back to you sooner. They do get bras, but they are like sports bras. They do not get any wire in them. So that's the definitive answer, I guess, is that they'll get a sports bra type of thing.
So that means if you're given a bra, you're not wearing your bra in. You're not
wearing an underwire bra.
That's not happening.
Into prison. And then she said, they don't even get to have access to a highlighter pen. And I said, why not a highlighter pen? She said, well, it's because when we either have a visitor or a vendor or contractor person come in, we mark their hand with the highlighter so that the naked eye can't see it, but a little detector light can. In case an inmate were ever to get civilian clothes, they could mark their hand with the highlighter and try to say that they had been there as a contractor or something like that and get out. So don't show up with wire bras or highlighter pens.
So this is...
I know how you like to read books and stuff. You like to highlight different passages things like that and think you couldn't do that in prison.
Always have a highlighter with me. Yeah, my prison reading would be compromised incredibly if I could not have a highlighter. This is incentive for every girl to stay out of the joint, because if you go into the joint, you are going to be deprived of highlighters and you're going to be deprived of your wire bras.
And probably like that stuff that Jerry Rice and Brett Favre sell, that copper wire elbow pads and stuff like that. Probably can't have any of that.
Any kind of wiring. Not going to be for you. So stay out of prison, girls. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get the support you want. The support you need.
Under that jumpsuit.
Gray Bar Hotel. That's right.
Brad and John.
Coming back.
Classic Rock 92.9.
KISM.